Tens of thousands of people have also taken to the streets of Taiwan in support of Hong Kong as the self-governed island pushes back against Chinese influence. With a crucial election set to decide the future of the small island next year, political parties are trying to strike a delicate balance between asserting more independence without angering Beijing. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Taiwan.
Amid pouring rain from a typhoon, protesters burn the flag of the People's Republic of China while chanting slogans in support of Hong Kong. Independence for Taiwan, independence for Hong Kong, this man yells. You're watching closely what's happening in Hong Kong, particularly the crackdown on demonstrators and the scenes of police beating protesters in the city's subways. China and Taiwan separated during civil war in 1949, but Beijing still claims sovereignty over the island and occasionally threatens to use force to take it if necessary. 55-year-old delivery man Li Tungming says he fears closer ties with Beijing may destroy the independence of this small island.
Because China's ambition is so big, we are afraid that there will be influences on our lives and there will be no more freedom. Even the economy might be affected because China is too much of a dictatorship.
Next year, voters here will head to the polls in an election certain to shape the future of this self-governed island. Incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen refuses to endorse Beijing's stance that Taiwan is a part of one China, whereas her opponent has a much friendlier position towards the mainland. Seven countries have cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan since President Tsai's election in 2016. Professor Alexander Huang is the island's former Deputy Mainland Affairs Minister.
It's a defeatism that growing in Taiwan. Looking at China's fast-growing economic and military capacity, look at China's strong-hand foreign policy against the United States, look at China's heavy treatment in Hong Kong. So the general public in Taiwan has a slow motion but growing feeling that Taiwan would be overwhelmed at some point.
90-year-old grandmother Zhang Hua-en fled the mainland to come to Taiwan in 1949. For her, whatever the outcome is, she hopes it's peaceful.
I'm 90 years old already. I won't be able to see what will eventually happen. Of course we will miss our home, but what can I do? Even if I go back now, there might not be a place for me.
Voters will have their say in January, a contest certain to shape the future identity of Taiwan and its people. This is Jake Sturmer in Taipei, reporting for AM.